Right now, we're joined on the phone by Tom Jensen, who's the director of public policy polling based out of Raleigh. Publicpolicypolling.com is their website, and you can find them on Twitter at PPP Polls. They have just put out a new national survey with numbers about the Trump presidency, public opinion on that, the 2020 election, and a couple of key national issues, including health care taxes and the fallout from the end of the Mueller report. A lot of interesting details. Get it all on their website. But Tom joins us now on the phone. Thanks for being with us today.
Hey, Aaron. Good to be with you.
Let's start with the end of the Mueller report and William Barr's letter, very briefly summarizing what's in it. We kind of talked about this last week as we were starting to get preliminary numbers in on this report. And I know we've talked about this in the past, the extent to which Americans really don't care so much about the Russia investigation, at least not as much as we have a tendency to think we do. But one of the really fascinating things about this survey and the numbers that just came out is how little Americans seem to be affected, not just by the Mueller report, but by the results of the Mueller report. It doesn't seem to be affecting our opinion about what Trump or Trump's people did or didn't do really at all.
No. We asked a bunch of questions on this poll that we had asked on previous polls, and what was really striking was how there was really almost no change whatsoever in terms of how some of those questions came out. For instance, we asked people if they thought that Trump has committed obstruction of justice or not. 49% of people said they thought Trump had committed obstruction of justice. 40% said they didn't think so. We asked that question on a poll in June of 2017, and at that time, 49% of people said they thought Trump had committed obstruction of justice, literally exactly the same as what we found after the Barr letter came out about the Mueller report. We also have been asking on pretty much all of our polls over the last couple of years, do you think that members of Trump's campaign team worked in association with Russia to help Trump win the election? This week, 44% of people said yes to that question, 43% said no. When we asked that in January, 45% said yes, 43% said no. So on each of those two questions that we've sort of tracked over time, there's been 1 point of movement compared to what we had found in the past. So I think what that really shows is that people already had their minds made up about the Trump and Russia issue anyway, and that these reports may not actually have a whole lot of impact on public opinion.
What do voters care about then?
They care about health care. They care about the Republican tax plan. We asked people, what do you care about more, health care or the Russia investigation? Health care won out 80-8. We asked people, what do you care more about, the Republican tax plan or the Russia investigation? The tax plan won out 65-18. So we see that these other issues are considerably more sort of on voters' lists than the Russia investigation. And those are both things where right now Republicans are facing a lot of vulnerability.
And the health care in particular, I know we've talked in the past and we've been seeing this trend now for several years that the Affordable Care Act is getting increasingly popular. And this survey just moves that dial even further down the same road, it looks like.
Yeah, the Affordable Care Act now only has 30% of voters opposed to it, and that's just hard to think about when you consider how many years we spent talking about how unpopular it was. But 49% of voters support it now. Only 30% say that they're opposed to it. The Trump Justice Department said last week that they wanted to see the Affordable Care Act struck down. We asked how people felt about the Justice Department wanting to do that. Only 34% of voters said that they agreed with the Justice Department's desire to strike down the Affordable Care Act. 53% said they disagreed with that. And then we just asked a big picture question, who do you trust more on health care, Democrats or Republicans? And Democrats come out ahead on that 49-38. So this was very much an issue that helped drive the Democratic victories across the country last fall. And it's still way up there in terms of what voters are concerned about. And we continue to see that Democrats have a pretty strong advantage on it.
And it looks like the tax plan is kind of in that same direction, even though the Affordable Care Act is a Democratic plan. The tax plan is a Republican plan. It looks like voters are siding with Democrats on both of those, right?
Yeah, the Republican tax plan in a lot of ways is getting the most scrutiny it's had since it was passed into law 15 months ago, because people are doing their taxes for the first time under the new plan. So within the context of people doing their taxes now for the first time with this plan, we find that only 25% of voters say they support it, 40% are opposed to it, and it is worth noting there that 35% of voters have no opinion one way or the other. So it's something that for a lot of voters, they're still not really sure how to process it. But we also asked how people think that the tax plan has impacted their families' finances, and only 25% of voters think that the Republican tax plan has actually helped their families' finances. The other 65% either said that it's hurt them, 32% said that, or that it's just had no impact on them one way or the other, 33% said that. So not a whole lot of people feeling like they're benefiting from this. And when it comes to who people do think is benefiting from it, there's a pretty clear picture. 52% of voters across the country think that the rich are turning out to be the main beneficiary of the Republican tax plan. Only 25% think it's helping the middle class the most, and then 8% say the poor. So both healthcare and the tax plan are issues that Republicans are not faring very well on right now.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, publicpolicypolling.com is the website. For more information, you can get all of the numbers from this national poll there. And again, this just got released within the last couple of days. Also looking ahead to the 2020 election, which we're actually only a year and a half away from, if you can believe that, and that year and a half is going to fly by, let's hope. But that also means that we're starting to look not just at the presidential race and hypothetical matchups between Trump and various Democrats, but also the state of the congressional race, because all of those seats are going to be up for election as well. Where do things stand right now heading into that cycle?
Well, Democrats are really kind of holding on to the momentum on the congressional front that they had last fall. We find them with an 11-point lead on the generic congressional ballot, 51-40. And that's really about consistent with where it was throughout the 2018 election cycle. So I think there's been some thought that maybe the political climate's moving back in a Republican direction, but we're not really seeing that yet. There have been a few special elections across the country this year that have been a little bit better for Republicans than some of what happened during the 2017-2018 election cycle. But really broadly, it looks like if we had an election today, Democrats would be pretty well positioned to hold on to the House, you know, just as they won it last fall.
Again, speaking with Tom Jensen, and I know we talked about that generic ballot over the course of the previous 2 years as well, leading up to the 2018 election, which Democrats won pretty handily. What can we glean now from the generic ballot about what 2020 might end up looking like? How, I know there's going to be a lot that changes and a lot of things that we can't predict, but generally speaking, how does the year and a half in advance generic ballot match up or not match up with the actual election results?
Yeah, it's really variable by cycle. Like 2 years ago, we already knew at this point that things were shaking up really well for Democrats, and it held that way throughout the whole next 17 months before the election. But certainly there have been other times where things looked really good for Democrats this far out and turned out well for Republicans, or looked really good for Republicans this far out and turned out well for Democrats. And it really is just sort of a case-by-case thing. For instance, right now we find Donald Trump trailing every Democrat we test against him for re-election. So in that sense, things look pretty good for Republicans. But of course, when we were doing polling at this time 4 years ago, things looked pretty well good for Democrats against Trump, and that's not how it worked out. On the other hand, when we did a poll this exact same week 8 years ago at the same time in Obama's first term in office, we tested him against Mitt Romney. He was leading 47-41, He ended up winning 51-47 17 months later. So where things were in April of 2011 actually did end up being pretty close to where they ended up in November of 2012. So I guess the conclusion is that there really is no conclusion.
Other things from the poll, I know you tested on a lot of different issues and questions. Other things that jumped out at you that people ought to know from this?
Well, just a few things that are sort of big in the news right now. We found out yesterday that House Democrats are going to be making a stronger push to get Donald Trump to release his tax returns. We found that 57% of voters across the country would support Trump releasing his tax returns, only 34% opposed to that. Another big issue in the country right now that's been getting talked about a lot actually has identical poll numbers. There's been a lot of discussion about whether we should get rid of the Electoral College and switch to a national popular vote system. 57% of voters support that to 34% who are opposed. There's been a lot of talk about some sort of structural unfairness in our national government and how that could possibly be offset some by letting Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. become states. There's a really big difference between how voters feel about making Puerto Rico a state and how voters feel about making Washington, D.C. a state. There's pretty strong support for making Puerto Rico a state, 54-27, but voters actually oppose making Washington, D.C. a state, 37-32. And then just one other issue that's been getting a lot of attention in recent days is the idea of automatically registering people to vote. We found that there's 53% support for that to 30% who are opposed to it. Some of the state legislatures that Democrats got control of in the November election have been moving forward on that. And certainly it's something that Democrats would like to see happen at the national level as well.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, and as we wrap up, I want to go all the way back to the beginning. You mentioned 49% of voters believe that Trump has committed obstruction of justice, and that number has been consistent and unchanged for almost a year now. Obstruction of justice is an impeachable offense, so 49% of voters are arguing, are saying on this survey that Trump has committed an offense that we generally consider to be an impeachable offense. What is support for impeachment right now?
That's actually about the lowest we've found it in a long time. Only 41% of voters right now supporting impeachment, 47% opposed, and we've usually found it a lot more sort of 50-50 than that on the polls that we've been doing about that issue over the course of the years. And I think that's what's sort of driving that is some Democrats saying, yeah, I think that he, you know, committed a crime, but we're not going to be able to make impeachment happen anyway, so let's just beat him honestly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's sort of what's happening there is people, even if they think that Trump has committed a crime, just feeling like impeachment's not going to happen anyway. So let's just focus our issue on winning the election and taking him out through the electoral process.
PublicPolicyPolling.com for more information and more numbers from this national survey. You can get all the results there and find them on social media at PPP Polls on Twitter. Tom Jensen, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.